It's quite remarkable that the concept of comedy, which was first developed in 1895 in the famous landmark case of Hilton versus Guyot, has now found new relevance. And there are reasons for its newfound relevance. That reason comes and really stems from the very nature of comedy itself. With that case, the Hilton versus Guyot case, the Supreme Court of the United States carved out a new normative space between a mere courtesy and a normative obligation. This normative space, today, unforeseen back then, of course, provides with sufficient flexibility so as to accommodate many of the procedural difficulties, obstacles that we find in private procedural international law. By way of example, the domestication, recognition, and confirmation of foreign judgments is one issue that comes to mind immediately. Also, assistance in the discovery of documents, divulgence of information, cross-border is a second issue that comes to mind. Compulsory process, for example, of recalcitrant witnesses in cross-border disputes is yet another area where the concept of comedy may find a home and a place, and its flexibility may accommodate the needs and expectations of a community of nations that are engaging in cross-border transactions and cross-border alternative dispute resolution.
¿Cuánto tiene?
Dos.
Dos.